Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Sarafina Nyavira, and today I am coming to you with a very interesting topic, and I am joined by my dad, who happens to be a doctor, and yes, he's my inspiration. So most of the times, questions that really bombard our minds when it comes to sex is really, when is the right time to have sex? What to do if, you know, one partner is not okay with sex? And I just thought that, yes, this would be a very nice conversation to have with you guys. So, yes, thank you for tuning in, and let's talk sex. So yes, we are back, and yes, I am featuring my dad. Okay, hi dad.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine, thank you. And I'm so glad that you could join me today. And I hope you're feeling well.
I'm okay.
Thank you. So, dad, the first question I have for you is, what is the ideal age to have sex? Is there an ideal age? Like, what will you tell all those other youth out there about sex? What is your view about the right time to have sex?
I don't think there is an ideal age as to when you should have sex. The appropriate time to have sex is when you have an ideal partner, a partner who you have all the trust in, because there is a lot in sex. It's not just a game. Sex means there is that mutual interaction between you and your partner. It might be somebody who you trust. Somebody you are ready to give your rest of your life to and be with the rest of your life. So there is no ideal age. The ideal age is that time you have an ideal partner, one you can trust, one you think you can go all the way to marriage.
Thank you so much, Dad. We were having a conversation with some of my friends, and I was asking them, you know, most guys really do not support a relationship without sex. And I was asking, you know, what will you do? Like, let's say you have a girlfriend who doesn't want sex. Is it okay for you as a man to go out and look for sex elsewhere, or is it just okay to abstain? Like, you know, some of these things really confuse teens and youth out there, and I'd love it if you'd give us a bit of your insights on the same. Like, what will you do if you had a girlfriend and your girlfriend doesn't want sex? Will you go out and look for sex elsewhere, or should you stick to this girl who really is everything to you? Well, let's not forget to mention that this girl is everything to you. Like, she's pretty, she has brains, she has character, just everything. She's godly, but her issue is she does not want sex. What is the right approach to go about that?
My view is, if one is interested in you, this person should be ready to wait until you're ready. Until you yourself are ready.
Now, because you as the girl or the man?
A man should be able to wait for the girl to be ready. Nobody should push you into sex. Because I've told you, sex is not just a game. There's a lot into it than just a game.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If this person is serious, the man is serious, he should be able to be doing too late for the ready to be ready, or to wait for the appropriate time. and that is the time girl is ready, or that God chosen time when the two of you are ready to come together as one. Yes. That is in marriage.
I totally agree with you, Dad. Okay, so yes, I hope you guys are getting some insights. And so the next question I'd have for you, Dad, is...
And don't forget.
Yes.
One who is pushing you for sex, that is the right candidate for hate and that.
True, I agree with you.
He'll come, hate you. You've given yourself to him, and then he walks away from you.
Very true.
So the best thing is just to wait for a serious person to get into your life.
Very, very true.
Unless you're sure one is serious, then don't try. Don't try.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Dad, thanks for that. The next question I'd love to ask you is, from your medical perspective, you being a doctor for a couple of years, I'm sure you have had to deal with numerous cases of young pregnant ladies. And my question, and rather that begs the question, what should ladies do when in terms of having sex? You know, most people out there really will not heed to this advice that they get. And I tend to find, like most of my friends get early pregnancies. And most of the times I also get questions like, hey, what should I do? I have a guy, we have been dating, he wants sex and he wants it without protection. So is it right to do it without protection? If really you must do it, is it right to do those things without protection? Or is there an alternative?
The moment you decide to have sex, be ready for two things.
Yes.
The results of sex will be untimely pregnancy. That is one. You may get diseases from that interaction. So, if you are not ready for either, the best thing is to abstain from sex. If you cannot be able to abstain, then use protection. That is the only way you are sure you don't get diseases, you don't get pregnancy. Woo unto you if you get pregnant and decide to abort.
True.
Woo unto you if you decide to have unprotected sex and you get your HIV. Too bad for you. So the best thing to do is either wait for the right time to have sex, and that's the time you are ready for the consequence. Pregnancy, number one. Number two, before you engage in sex, if you are serious in a serious relationship and you want to take it to the far end, that is into marriage, then do a simple HIV test before you engage in sex. That's the only way you can avoid getting HIV.
But really, Daktari, let's argue this point this way. I don't think having a HIV test... Remember, there are three stages of HIV. There's the window, the incubation, I can't remember, the incubation, and now the last stage. So what if you test and this person is in their window period? Is it going to like have an effect? Like if you have sex with a person who is HIV positive, but when this person tests, they are HIV negative. Yes, in the window stage. Can you or are you at risk of getting AIDS?
Why are you in a hurry? The best thing to do is do the first test. Wait for another 3 months. Then you conduct another test. Because 3 months, you not die waiting for 3 months.
Very true.
Yes, so wait for the 3 months. Repeat the test. If he or she is negative, then you can go ahead. The other thing you can do is you can go for the most sophisticated tests that can tell you right away if one is positive or not. But because they are not so common in our setup, the best thing is to do the first test, then test again after 3 months.
Okay, thank you for that. And so one last question, because I can see time is not on our side. The last question that I got from a friend is, when you're trying to like prevent pregnancy, because most of the ladies go for P2, is it the right thing to do? Like, are there alternatives to better contraceptives, or something that can you just enlighten us more about P2 and the dangers that they can have on the woman's body, and if there are any better alternatives to P2?
The best alternative to P2 at your young age is just to avoid coitus. Number two, if you're not able to avoid coitus, go for something that is just physical, just prevents you from. There are several other methods of using to avoid. Number one, you can use a withdrawal method. If your friend is cooperative enough, is the withdrawal method. Two, if you cannot be able to withdraw, you can count your days. There are the safe days, there are the unsafe days. You can use those ones to prevent pregnancy. If you are not able to do that, there's still some other methods. You can use the condom, that one will avoid pregnancy. You can use IUCD, what we call the intrauterine devices.
Okay, that's new to me. Continue, Dr.
Simply called the coil.
Okay.
That coil is inserted into your womb, and it prevents implantation.
Now, for a young lady, is it like the best thing to do to go for the IUCD?
It's very safe,
mm-hmm.
and it does not interfere with you in any way.
Really?
It just obstructs or prevents implantation of
the
zygote.
Mm-hmm. But can it prevent AIDS?
It cannot prevent AIDS.
Okay.
It can only prevent pregnancy. The only sure way to avoid AIDS, use either abstinence or a coil. Condom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Daktari. So is there anything else you'd like to add, you know, just to enlighten people out there? Really, what is your... Like, what can you tell the youth out there generally when it comes to sex and rushing into all these things?
Of the opinion that if you're able to avoid sex until the right time, that would be the best. Avoid sex because it has so many hazards, and if you're not ready for them, don't try. Just avoid sex until you are that age, until you are ready to start a family, until you are sure the relationship that you start goes to the end, that is, into marriage. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, Dad, for joining me today in my podcast session. That was my dad. He's called Dr. John DeRito. And I'm proud of him. He's like my inspiration, you guys. So, yes, I hope you enjoyed today's session. And if you'd love more of this, kindly share this with your friends. Let's get the world to know and do the right thing. So, as always, I am Sarafina Nyawira, daughter of John Getegen DeRito, and I hope you really enjoyed this. like, share, comment, and yes, I will be back with more of these sex talks. Guys, be safe, use protection, keep yourself safe till marriage, you know? And if you can't keep yourself that way, then you have all the tips that we have shared with you today. We'll be back with more, so keep tuned. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.